You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Tuesday. I'm Todd Gleason from U of I Extension. Don Day joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Let's start with the rainfall across the Midwest. Looks like it's pretty widespread across some of those areas, especially in the northwestern Corn Belt, that needed rainfall, and not so bad for a good portion of Illinois, maybe on into Indiana as well. Where will it move through and to?
Well, it's moving east-northeast at a fairly good clip, and you mentioned the areas that are doing best, Minnesota, portions of Wisconsin, Iowa, getting some good rainfall, and we'll get some more. And we're going to see other systems like this about every two or three days coming through most of the Midwest and Corn Belt. And we're going to see some of the areas, Todd, that have been dry or drier getting a little more wet. This includes some areas of the southeast United States, which has been looking at a dry May. And there's a small respite for the soaked areas of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
And then if you go into next week and the week after that, you see continued rainfall, warmer temperatures. What kind of conditions?
Well, I do see both. I see a weather pattern that quite honestly looks, we'd like to call it Goldilocks. It's just right. We're going to have off and on chances for rain. Temperatures are going to be getting a little bit warmer as well, not all at once, but gradually easing up as we get into the first 10 days of June. We don't see the systems coming through as staying long, so I don't think anyone's going to get too soaked, but the frequency of precipitation chances looks to be about right as we go through the first half of the new month.
We have talked about these warm periods on and off since January. They have been warmer than normal several times. Do you see that coming, or has that part of the process been broken now?
Well, when you get as cold and wet as you've had in the western and central United States, you tend to have southwest winds and warmer temperatures where we are. And with a little bit of that shifting a little bit more to the east, the warm won't be as warm, so to speak. And everything we're seeing for June, the 30-day outlook is for temperatures at maybe a little bit above normal, but nothing that would reflect any potential for excessive heat.
Turn your attention now to other growing regions across the planet. Do we have any primary concerns in the northern hemisphere that we should address?
Well, we need to take a look at, and this is something we'll probably be watching throughout the course of the summers, over into western and southern Asia. India is experiencing some very hot, dry weather right now, and with the development of an El Nino, we're getting more and more confident about. That does tend to cause some different weather there and drier conditions, and that's something that will be evolving through the summer. And I think what's happening there now is an indication of what may come for that part of the country for the rest of the summer season.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Helps us wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.